You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Podcast. It's an NFL Christmas weekend. We're going to get you all ready for the playoff races and what's going on, as well as our NFL picks for this coming week. Merry Christmas, everyone. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Podcast.
From Belly Up Sports and the Belly Up Podcast Network, you're listening to the Sports Stove Podcast with your host, Vince Stover.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up
to me? Welcome in to an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Podcast, presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. It is time to get your new year ready with your new favorite flavor of jerky, and you can get it all at righteousfelon.com. Use the promo code STOVE15 at checkout. You're going to get 15% off your purchase. Welcome into today's edition of the Sports Stove Podcast. I'm your host, Vince Stover, joined as I am every week by my dad, Dale Stover. Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Doing good.
All right. Well, that was great filler. we're coming up on the Christmas weekend, and plenty of things going on in the football world, and that's going to be our focus today. The baseball free agency does continue to heat up. Of course, Shohei Ohtani signing with the Dodgers, which I've already talked about. They went out and acquired a few more people. Some things moving, but still not a ton happening there. We will be getting into the baseball movement in January more on the Sports Stove Fantasy Baseball Show that will relaunch for a new season coming up middle of January here. So just about a little under, I think, a month away from that relaunching. So we'll talk about baseball then. But today it's going to be about football. Let's start with Week 15. And it seems like a long time ago, Dad, but it was just last Thursday that the Las Vegas Raiders dropped 63 on the Chargers, which led to the firing of head coach Staley and the GM as well for the Chargers, who we've been calling for that firing for quite some time. But the Raiders dropped 63. You don't see that many points in an NFL game very often, and especially coming after a week where they got shut out 3-0 the week previously. What a wild go by the Raiders. Let's start with the Raiders side of this, Dad. Do they have their coach of the future, or are they just kind of got lucky and play a really bad team in the Chargers this week?
I don't know if they'll have their coach for the future or not. You know, last time they didn't keep the interim coach. So, I don't know sure what they'll do on that. In some ways they've had a tough year, in some ways their record not as bad as other teams. So, we'll see from there.
Yeah, I mean, the situation is different than the last time. Of course, Bisaccia had the respect of the locker room and some experience and some different things. But he was older at the same time. Pierce, I don't know, maybe he's got a little bit more going for him. I think they need to go fresh. I think they need to go outside the building and go find somebody else personally. But they did the job that we've been begging for someone to do all year, and that's to get Staley out of Los Angeles so we can get a real football coach with that team, with all that roster talent that they've got. Staley's gone. I think it was, several months too late. I think they should have fired him last year at the end of the season. But the Chargers are going to get a fresh start with somebody. Bill Belichick's name has been thrown out there. I've been saying Dan Quinn since earlier this year. There's options, though, for the Chargers. Do you think the Chargers are a coach away, or are they a coach and still a few more steps away from being where they need to be?
Well, I think, you know, anytime in the NFL, what you want is a quarterback, and they've got the quarterback. So I think it's a great spot for a coach. I think if they get the right coach, I think they can turn it around pretty quick. You know, they've got a good great wide receiver. They've got a very good running back. They've got some pieces in place. I think they have some defense. So I think the right coach could turn things around there pretty quick. There are some other ascending people in that division, but we'll see.
The Titans showed up and played in the old Houston Oilers uniforms against the team from Houston. It didn't seem like there was a whole lot of pleasantries being given there from the Houston team. Do you think the Titans wearing the Oilers jerseys were respectful of the history between the two programs, or do you think it was a slap in the face of the Houston Texans and the Houston fans?
Well, if I remember correctly, they wore the uniforms earlier this year, didn't they? Or the helmets?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, they've already honored the history of that. They haven't worn them every game all year. So I would think this was something leveled at the Texans. I did get a kick out of the Bum Phillips hat on the coach. That was interesting. That brought back memories real quick. But, the Titans don't have a lot to play for at this point. And, I don't know if it makes any sense to do it again. And I was thinking there was some kickback from the NFL when they did it the first time, but I don't remember that. That may not have been true. It seemed like I heard something there.
Not from the NFL. The NFL would never allow it if it was going to be kickback. I mean, the NFL has to approve all helmets and jerseys and everything. So, yes. That wasn't the case, but the Titans officially eliminated from the playoffs. Case Keenum gets the win in overtime for the Texans. There, the Panthers get another win. They take down the Falcons. Falcons fighting for a division leading spot, and they lose 9-7 to the Carolina Panthers. Dad, that's inexcusable. Thoughts on Falcons and or Panthers?
Yeah, I mean the Falcons aren't, you know, they aren't going anywhere. Again, you know, they've got quarterback problems there. It was surprising that Carolina beat them, but I don't think they're going to stay in the hunt. From there, they may be a team rebuilding. They've got some talent. You know, they drafted a good running back. They've got some people. They don't have a quarterback. And, whether the coach will keep his job, that'll be kind of interesting to see. And it may have a lot to do with these last – a couple coaching jobs have a lot to do with these last three games. You know, do things look like they're still heading in the right direction for next year, or there's a chance, or, you know, do things just fizzle out? And Atlanta's probably one of those.
One of the hot topics is Justin Fields going to Atlanta this offseason. People saying maybe the Bears trade Justin Fields and draft a quarterback, Caleb Williams specifically. I think Justin Fields will be better off than Ridder. I still think Fields can play, and I think he's proven that actually when his return this season. But that'd be interesting. The Bears do lose to the Browns this week in a close game. Also, 49ers dominate the Cardinals. Rams with another big win. They're making a run here late in the season.
They are.
But Bills and Cowboys, Dad, the Bills dominate the Cowboys. I mean, dominate the Cowboys this week. It's like these good teams, Chiefs, Bills, Cowboys, Eagles, it's like we don't know what they are. They might bring it one week, and then after that, it's done. So Cowboys get demolished by the Bills needing that win desperately. What can we take away, if anything, from that Bills-Cowboys game?
I think we can take away that the Cowboys are not the juggernaut that they look like sometimes. Again, they've been kind of a hard team to figure because, boy, some weeks are just dominant. On the other hand, they get handled. And the fact that they really got taken, you know, taken to school by the Bills on this one, I think the Bills will make the playoffs. Whether they'll make a run or not, we'll see. But they've got the talent. They've got things ready to go. I think this game told us more about Dallas than it did about Buffalo, really.
I see. I actually would flip that, Dad. I think Dallas is who we thought they were. They're inconsistent. They're going to have good days. They've got the talent to win against anybody, but they're not going to be consistent with it. I think it told us more about the Bills this week, knowing that they can and still have that ability that maybe some doubted that they had after the slump that they've been through. Speaking of slumps, though, Philadelphia is in a major slump. They lose a game to Seattle they should have never lost. And, you know, just little mistakes here and there throughout that game for Philadelphia ultimately is what lost it for them. Jalen Hurts had been sick all weekend, so I'm sure he wasn't at full strength. At the end of the day, though, the Seahawks get the win. What does that say about Philadelphia as they come into the end of this season?
Well, like you said, Philadelphia's in a slump, so that's going to be interesting to see in that division, you know, who comes out of that with the Eagles and the Cowboys, and that's going to be very, very important as far as seeding and home field and everything right. is concerned. Both those teams need home field advantage in the playoffs to make a run, I think. And, you know, one of them is obviously not going to get it. So, I've been surprised the Eagles have struggled, but, you know, again, the dominant team over there obviously looks like the 49ers. Outside of that, everything's a little up in flux. So, you know, like I said, these last 3 weeks will tell us some things.
Yeah, so Dallas is 7-0 at home, 3-4 on the road. They need home field. Philadelphia is 5-1 at home. They're 5-3 on the road. They're not as bad. They're the team I trust the most on the road out of those two. San Francisco, they clinched the division. They have a chance. Let's see, or they can't clinch home field this week, but they're getting closer to that. They're a game up on Dallas and Philly, but they're 5-1 at home, 6-2 on the road as well. So San Francisco, Dallas, and Philadelphia have all clinched playoff spots. Arizona, Carolina, and Washington have been eliminated in the NFC. On the AFC side of things, only one team has clinched a playoff spot, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Let's see here. A few teams have been eliminated. The Jets, the Patriots, and the Titans all officially eliminated from the playoffs. So we're still sitting there at the AFC East. Miami's two games up on Buffalo with three games to play. Miami has Dallas this week, Baltimore at Baltimore next week, and then home versus the Bills in the final week of the season. So they need to get a win this week against Dallas to set themselves up for sealing it no matter what happens in the final week of the season. Baltimore has two games up on Cleveland, three games up on Cincinnati, and four games up on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has proven, I don't think anybody's worried about Pittsburgh right now. I don't think Pittsburgh's making it in. I don't think we have to worry about them whatsoever. But Cleveland and Cincinnati both have potential to make the playoffs. But, Dad, are you worried about Cleveland and Cincinnati in the playoffs? Like, I mean, it seems like to me those are the kind of teams you want to play in the playoffs because, yes, Cleveland's defense is good. Yes, Cincinnati has some great skill players, but at the end of the day, they don't scare me like the Miami's, Buffalo's, and Kansas City's of the AFC.
No, I don't think either one of them will be a real factor in the playoffs. They just don't really. The issue on probably on both teams is quarterback. Definitely with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's played well, but I don't think he's going to take them where they need to go, you know, once you get in the playoffs are concerned. And Cleveland has a great defense. They, you know, they might win a game. Maybe both teams might win a game, but they're not going to make a run. I don't think you're going to not with the teams that have the strength that they do, especially if Buffalo keeps playing well. Baltimore's a very strong team. You know, Miami is the Chiefs. So, you know, they should come through. And so those are the teams that are going to have home field. The Dolphins do have a kind of a brutal schedule here at the end of the year. So, right. And that can either help them or hurt them. If they win two out of those three, they're going to really go into the playoffs with a lot of momentum. But they could lose a division. And if they did that, then, you know, that kind of sets them in the wrong direction too. So, yeah, these last 3 weeks are going to be, definitely the next 2 weeks will be interesting. And some stuff will probably be decided before the last week, but probably not the seeding.
Yeah. And remember, only one team gets the bye now. So you only get one team that gets the bye. Right now, that's Baltimore.
Right.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and Houston are all tied at 8-6. Jacksonville has just flushed away the opportunity that they've had this season. They're on a 3-game losing streak. It just doesn't make any sense. The Jaguars should have the division sealed by now. They get Tampa this week, Carolina next week, Tennessee in the last week. They should go 3-0. Will they is the question. We'll talk about that more as we get into our picks. But Jacksonville should be the best team in that division right now. And Case Keenum and Gardner Minshew are doing everything they can to win that division. Kansas City still 2 games up on Denver, 3 games up on Vegas, 4 games up on the Chargers. I'm surprised the Chargers have not been mathematically eliminated yet, but they should be this week. In the NFC, though, Dad, the playoff race. Well, let's stay with the AFC real quick. The playoff race as it currently sits, you got Baltimore, Miami, Kansas City, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis as your playoffs teams, with the Texans and Bills just on the outside. I think that will change. I think Buffalo makes the playoffs as well, as you said you thought so. Also, in the NFC, it's the 49ers, Cowboys, Lions, Eagles, Bucks, Vikings, Rams as your playoff teams, with the Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints right on the outside. Atlanta and Green Bay 2 games back on that. So lots of things going to happen over the next 3 weeks that will determine exactly how it shakes down, and we'll look at that as we continue to draw closer to it. Dad, let's get to our picks for this week, though. Week number 16 in the NFL. We've got a Thursday night game, 2 Saturday night games, and 3 Monday night games going on this week. Plenty of football for everyone. Let's see here. Saturday is an NBC game, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and a game on Peacock, the Bills and the Chargers. Their Thursday night, of course, is prime. Let's start with Thursday night, Dad. We picked the primetime game, so we're going to pick Thursday night game, Sunday night game, and one of the Monday night games, and then 3 games of our choosing after that. But on Thursday night, it's the Los Angeles Rams, who are making a run for the playoffs right now. They're 3.5-point favorites at home against the New Orleans Saints. Dad, there are a few teams in the NFL right now that I trust less than the New Orleans Saints. I don't see anything good coming out of New Orleans right now. I'm taking the Rams in this one at 3.5-point favorites and at home. Stafford's getting it done in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think in this one, I'm taking the Rams because they're at home. I'm not as down on New Orleans as you are. I still think they may be the team that wins that division before it's all over. That's who I'm thinking will win their division, but I don't think they'll win this one. The Rams are heading in the right direction. They've got momentum. They could be a real interesting team in the playoffs, actually. You know, even I don't think they will go to the Super Bowl, but it'd be interesting. But no, I think the way they're playing, and if Stafford stays healthy, definitely the Rams this week, you know, should be able to cover 3.5 at home.
Well, I mean, I think the Bucs win the division, Dad. They'll play each other next week, Saints and Bucs do. So we'll know for sure there. The Bucs have Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Carolina to end out the year. Saints, they just, again, there's no consistency at quarterback there. I just don't like it. That's fine. But I agree. I think the Rams win this week, and cover as well. Sunday night, Dad, is Denver and New England. Denver is at home again, fighting for a playoff spot after a horrible start to the year. Boy, they came on, the rest of the year. I'm not worried about them in the playoffs, but I think they still could make it. They're 6.5-point favorites at home against New England. Is 6.5 enough for you to go with Denver, or are you leaning New England this week?
6.5 is more than I really like, but again, it's at home. You just never know about New England, but Denver, I don't think Denver is going to make the playoffs, but they're still in the hunt. So I'll go with Denver. That hopefully they can win by a touchdown. I've got several Denver guys on my fantasy team, so that would be a help also. And so, yeah, we'll go with Denver over New England, because New England just, you know, they're struggling, no doubt about it.
Bill Belichick has done such a wonderful job of tanking this year that few people have noticed it. He comes in with Mac Jones, who can't get the job done, switches off with Bailey Zappi, plays them both in the same game occasionally as well. And just, oh, man, we're trying to figure it out. No, they are tanking for a quarterback, Drake May, or possibly even the LSU quarterback. We'll see. The Heisman Trophy winner, you know, they're going to be available there at that spot. So New England, I'm going Denver this week as well. 6.5 is higher than I like, but I'm going to go Denver, as I think New England is in full tank mode along with Arizona in the coming days. Monday night, Dad. We picked different games on Monday night, but you said you picked with the San Francisco-Baltimore game. San Francisco is at home. They're 5.5-point favorites. These are the two top teams in the league right now. Which way are you going with this one?
I'm going to go with Baltimore to cover. I think San Francisco could win the game, but with 5.5, I think if Baltimore is where it looks like they are, then they should be able to play tough against them. And I think maybe this could be a 3-point game. I would really be surprised maybe if Baltimore wins, but with 5.5, I just got a feeling I'm going to go with Baltimore, even though it's at San Francisco.
Does this game determine the MVP? Are we looking at Lamar Jackson versus Brock Purdy, or Lamar Jackson versus Christian McCaffrey, who I think should be the MVP this year? Or does this game have no competition when it comes to the MVP battle?
I don't think it'll decide the MVP. The MVP might be playing in this game. We will see. I think, you know, somebody will have to, we've got a couple more weeks to probably get that decided. And I haven't thought a whole lot about the MVP really, but I have heard Brock Purdy's name mentioned, which that would really shock me, but I mean, I guess he's played well. So, yeah. You know, we will see there, but I just got a feeling Baltimore could, it would really be a deal if Baltimore wins this, but sure. I just feel good with 5.5. So,
Man, that San Francisco defense is solid. We need to come next week with MVP takes, because I feel very strongly it should be Christian McCaffrey. But we'll see how this week goes. Could play a role in that. I went with the Kansas City-Vegas game. Kansas City's at home. 10.5-point favorites on Vegas. I don't like big numbers. I usually will pick against them. But, Dad, Kansas City needs a dominant performance. And Vegas, even though they just showed out of nowhere last week, I don't think they're that good of a team, and I think Kansas City is trying to get a dominant performance in here before the playoffs. So I go Kansas City at this one at -10.5. What are your thoughts on Chiefs Vegas?
It was a little too high points for me, and because of the rivalry, there's, you know, that Chiefs and the Raiders, that just goes way back. And you know, if you're ever going to get a good, really good game out of the Raiders, you know, it will be against the Chiefs. I would think the Chiefs would win, but 10.5 scared me because of the division and the rivalry.
All right, let's go with, we got three more games to pick. Who's game number four for you this week?
I will take the underdog here by 0.5 and take the Colts over the Falcons. Falcons are favored at home, but I think the Colts will definitely win this one. And, you know, they're both technically fighting for playoffs, but I'm going to take the Colts to cover against Atlanta.
Man, I don't know how you can be definite about anything with Indianapolis and Atlanta. So I stayed away from this one. I would lean that way too. I would lean to say, hey, yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that the Colts win this game. But that being said, I don't know. I think it's a hard situation, for sure when it comes to that. I did not pick that game though, Dad. I went with the favorites on the road, Seattle Seahawks, 2.5 points favorite over Tennessee. Tennessee is in the dumper. Will Levis hurt last week. It looks like maybe Ryan Tannehill plays this week, possibly. Seattle fighting for that playoff spot. They just got a big win. Could they have a letdown? Sure, I guess they could, but Tennessee's no good. So I want Seattle 2.5 there. Tennessee, thoughts on that game?
Yeah, Seattle's probably the safe pick on that one. But, you just never know about Tennessee. I mean, they come out of nowhere. And Seattle, why they're fighting for a playoff, they've had some letdowns this year. And, again, when you got the running back Tennessee has, you just kind of never know what's going to happen. So that's why I stayed away from that, but I probably would have picked Seattle. So,
well, I think you said it best. When you have the running back that Tennessee has, you just never know what you're going to get. For instance, last week in the first round of the fantasy playoffs, 16 carries for 9 yards. So for Derrick Henry. So you hope if you're a fantasy owner and you're still in the playoffs that it's better than that. But I think the Titans have thrown in the towel personally. All right, game number, let's see here, 5 for you. Who'd you pick?
Well, I'm going to go against everybody's MVP pick in Baker Mayfield, and I'm going to take Jacksonville, the underdog here against Tampa Bay. I don't believe Baker Mayfield's one, he's not playing the Packers, and I don't think he's going to have a perfect passer rating this time. Jacksonville, like you said, should be the team in their division, and unless it's just a total meltdown here, which maybe it's going to be, even though it's at Tampa, you're still in Florida. So I'm going to go Jacksonville over Tampa.
What more does Baker Mayfield have to do to gain your respect? This guy just keeps doing it. And last week, perfection for Baker Mayfield. This week, he takes the reins of the NFC South by beating the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, by the way, also gives a chance for the Colts and or the Texans to take the lead in that division. I'm going to go opposite of you in this one, Dad. I'll go the Tampa Bay Bucks at home. They've got a really solid offense. What they've done running the ball with White through the air with Evans and Mayfield. So many good things going on in Tampa right now. And to be 7-7 and have the option to win your division still is a big deal. Jacksonville needs this just as bad as Tampa. They both need it equally in this game. And I'm going to give the nod to Baker. Why would I go against him at this point when he's proven me right so far this season? So I'll go the opposite of you on that one. Tampa, 0.5, which doesn't really matter. They just got to win. All right, last game of the week. Who are you picking?
This was kind of a tough one, but again, I think I'm going to pick Detroit over Minnesota. Again, I don't think Minnesota's that good. They are at home. They need to win, but Detroit needs a win as far as seeding is concerned. And I just think Detroit is the better team on this one. The points are a little more than I like, but again, Minnesota, struggling a quarterback. They do got a good defense, but I think Detroit will win this one, so I'm taking Detroit over Minnesota.
This game has the most fantasy impact for me this week, Dad, because I've got Sam Laporta, who I drafted on in every single team I had this year, and I've got TJ Hockenson, both of them on the same. I'm not going to flex one of them because I got receivers I need to get in, or running backs actually in that league I need to get in. And so I'm picking between Laporta and Hockenson, and I know that they could both potentially go off, but it has been a struggle for me to figure out because the quarterback situation in Minnesota is not good. That being said, Hockenson's been more consistent than Laporta. Both have been good this year. Detroit's the better team. Detroit should win this game, but I don't trust Detroit, so I didn't pick this game because I don't trust Minnesota either. So I did not pick this game. By the way, I don't know if you remember this, Dad. I would like to think that you do, but way back at the beginning of the season, I said, when we're talking about fantasy, I said, Ty Chandler is a guy to watch out for, running back for the Vikings. I said, at some point, he's going to get his opportunity. That point was last week, and he took hold of that opportunity and had a great game there for Minnesota. But I stayed away from this one, Dad. But I did stay in the NFC North, and I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers, 4.5-point favorites at Carolina. I mean, goodness, Dad, if it wasn't Christmas Eve, I'd drive down to this game. I mean, $4 tickets. I mean, my goodness, you can't do much better than that. But it's Christmas Eve. Church kind of takes hold of me here. So we're not going to drive down to Carolina for this game, but Carolina's bad. Green Bay, I know I sound like a homer, but I don't think they're bad. They've got issues for sure. They got to fix some things over the offseason, but they're a better team than Carolina. They should win this game, and I think they do, and I think they do easily. And so I've got the Packers at 4.5. Surely you think the Packers will win this game, right?
I do. But of course, I thought the Packers would win the last two games, so I'm a little sure. Perplexed there. But no, they should win, and they've still got a shot at things. And they definitely need to win this one. Again, things are a little upsetting there at Green Bay because of the defensive situation. But I think the players will come ready to play. One thing I've heard this week, and it's true. The good thing about having a lot of young players is, you know, they just don't know better. They don't know everything that's going on. They're excited about playing. And I think that will be the case here. The quarterback, you know, Jordan Love is definitely getting better. The receivers are playing well. We'd like to hope Bryce Young won't have a perfect passer rating. And if we can accomplish that, then yeah, they should be able to cover on this one. Okay. And, get a little momentum going into the last two here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll have a good week this week. If the Packers win out, which they could, by the way, with the Bears and the Vikings coming up, Vikings next week, Bears the final week. Packers make the playoffs if they win out. I don't think there's any question about that one. And 9 wins will get you in this year in the NFC. All right, let's run through the other games real quick. Saturday, Cincinnati on the road in Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph takes over the quarterback job in Pittsburgh this week. The third quarterback to get a start in Pittsburgh this season. But the Bengals have been surprising people. They're the road favorites. 2.5 points against Pittsburgh this week, Dad. I don't trust Pittsburgh as far as I can throw them. I need George Pickens to score a touchdown, but I don't know if it's going to happen. My faith would be in Cincinnati over Pittsburgh this week.
Yes, I think Cincinnati will win this one. I didn't pick it just because, again, it's a division game and it's at Pittsburgh. But, Pittsburgh, you know, doesn't have the quarterback situation figured out at all. Again, they do have a good defense. The defense hasn't been winning the games for them like it did early in the year. But again, you know, Cincinnati's quarterback does scare me just a little bit, even though people around here have really rallied for him. I've got a friend that's a Bengals fan, and he keeps being amazed at the signs that say Browning for president. But anyhow, the Bengal fans have stayed in it, no doubt about it. And the Bengals should win this one. And we'll see from there.
Well, to be fair, our options for president are looking pretty bleak. So maybe Browning for president is a good idea. Buffalo and the Chargers. Buffalo on the road, 11.5 point favorites. Do the Chargers do something special, being that they got their coach gets fired? So is this a wake-up call for the Chargers? Or do the Bills continue to roll? 11.5 is a lot. That's why I didn't pick this game. To me, Buffalo wins this game, though.
Yes, Buffalo needs to win it. Buffalo should win it. The players can rally, but again, I if Buffalo's the team we think they are, again, that many points scared me just a little bit, even though they shouldn't have any trouble covering that.
Houston and Cleveland. Houston is hosting. They're 2.5 point favorites. Battle of backup quarterbacks, as it looks as of right now, Stroud will not play again this week. Houston needs to depend on their run game this week, but Cleveland's got that great defense. I didn't know which way to go with this game. I probably would have picked Cleveland had I picked it, Dad. How do you feel about Houston and Cleveland?
Yeah, if Stroud doesn't play, then yes, I would be for Cleveland in this one. Is that Houston, though, correct?
Yes.
So, again, I think Houston can make the playoffs, but if Stroud is still out, is this still a concussion thing? I haven't kept up with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have been back by this week. So, but if he can get back, I think the Texans can still make, you know, the playoffs. But Cleveland's got an awfully good defense. So if he's not playing, it's hard to bet against Cleveland, no doubt about that. So
now ESPN has Cleveland as 2.5 point favorites. We're using runyourpool.com, who has Houston as 2.5 point favorites. So I'm not sure. And to me, it makes more sense that Cleveland would be favored, especially if Stroud's not playing. So maybe our Run Your Pool is a little slow on the draw on this one. I'm not sure. But either way, yeah, with Case Keenum, I don't trust Houston. So a big week, though, for the AFC South if any of these teams win. The Jets in Washington, Dan, I was getting ready to jump all over Washington being 3.5 point underdogs. And then I remembered it's Washington. So I stayed away from it. But neither of these teams are good. Washington, they benched Howell last week. I don't know if Jacoby Brissett's going to start this week. You'd assume he would. Does that give you any more confidence for Washington? How do you pick this game?
This will not be one you want to watch from there. Like you said, it's Washington. Again, I'm all for Washington because that's going to help our draft pick, no doubt about it. And all I can say is go Commanders. Again, the Jets are not in a good shape at all, but Washington can play awful bad at times too. So we will see. Where's this one at?
It's in New York.
In New York. So, I really think Washington, should probably win this, but, they've lost some bad games, so we'll see.
Yeah. Chicago and Arizona. If Chicago wins, it hurts their chances for the number one overall pick. If Chicago loses, well, it doesn't affect – I mean, it helps, I guess, their chances, because Carolina currently in the one spot, which the Bears hold that pick. The Bears are 4.5 point favorites at home over Arizona. Boy, did I want to pick Chicago, but I ain't putting my trust in them either. They should win this game because, if for no other reason, Arizona needs to lose to have a chance at the number one overall pick. So how do you feel about Chicago and Arizona? I think Kyler Murray got hurt this week, didn't he?
Who was that?
Kyler Murray. For Arizona?
I think so. Arizona surprises because, like you said, they need to lose, and we kind of thought they would lose most of the year, but now and then they'll play well. The Bears, things are, technically they're still on the playoff hunt, but, that dropped Hail Mary kind of ended that one. So, we'll see. The Bears ought to win this being at home, but, you just don't ever know about Arizona. Definitely, I stayed away from this one from the pick standpoint. And, we'll see.
It looks like Murray is fine to play this week. So he plans on playing as of everything right now, at least. That's according to Darren Urban, the beat writer for the Cardinals. So Kyler Murray should be fine. Justin Fields versus Kyler Murray should be a fun game to some degree. I think Chicago should win. Miami and Dallas, Dad, this should be an exciting game, or it could be a blowout one way or the other. You never know what you're going to get these days. Miami's at home. They're 1.5 point favorites. I know you trust them more than you trust Dallas, but how do you think this game goes?
Yeah. With Miami being at home and, what they have on, both teams have stuff on the line, but, we'll see if Miami's played as good as, I think they have, then they should be able to win this. Again, the way Dallas has played this year, they're liable to come out and beat them by 2 touchdowns. So you don't just really ever know. But I think Miami will, can still win the division. And this game will, take them a long ways toward that. And being at Miami, that'd be a big win for Dallas. But I'm not sure that'll happen.
It really feels like Miami is playing with zero pressure this season. In the past, you've heard all the things about Tua and all these different things. To me, it just seems like Miami's played very carefree this year. Dallas, on the other hand, has a ton of pressure. They're tied record-wise with Philadelphia. They got embarrassed last week. Miami's in the driver's seat. I mean, there's very little pressure on them. They should be able to win the division, even if they lose this game, which to me is just an intriguing look, especially with the amount of pressure I feel like was been on Miami in previous years. So I'd pick Miami in this game, but it wouldn't surprise me if Dallas comes out and shows up this week either. Last game that we haven't covered yet, Dad's Philadelphia and the Giants. We talked about that slump the Eagles are in. They're 11.5 point favorites. I didn't want to go there Because I don't think that's the kind of team Philadelphia is. I mean, they're capable of winning by more than 12, but I think Philadelphia wins this game. I don't think it's in great question, but I'm just not sure if it's even by 11 points.
Yeah, it was too many points for me, but Philadelphia shouldn't have any trouble, like you said, with this. And definitely they need a win, and if they win and Miami wins, and they're back in good shape. So we'll see.
Well, and you know, we've already talked about San Francisco and Baltimore, Dad, but the more I just think on it, I think we're looking at the MVP in that game one way or the other. If Baltimore wins, if Lamar has a great game, then I think we're looking at something special there. If San Francisco comes out and dominates, we'll talk about it more next week, but I mean, Christian McCaffrey, he leads the league in rushing right now. He's, more than 300 yards ahead of the next rusher. So I think that should count for something. He's scoring touchdowns on a crazy rate this year too. But of course, quarterback usually gets the look. So far this year, Dad, Christian McCaffrey has 1,292 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. As far as receiving goes, oh, I thought I had it here and I do not have it here, but, either way, he's got a bunch of receiving yards and touchdowns too. So he's having himself a year, and a lot of good things going on for him right now. So I like Christian McCaffrey for the champ, the MVP, excuse me, of the year. Let's see here. I think I've got the where's the stats? No, I don't have it. All right. That's my bad. It doesn't matter. So anyways, we'll talk about that next week, MVP and all that kind of stuff going on as well.
Yeah, I agree with you about McCaffrey. I mean, he has been dominant, no doubt about that. And it's going to be an offensive guy that wins it, no doubt about it. Again, if you're talking about a most valuable player and a guy that's maybe won the most for his team, you know, you sure make a case about Myles Garrett, but he's not going to win the MVP. So
No, you're not. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I don't even want that. but I understand. You're right. He's had a great season for sure. Okay, yeah. Dad, we're coming up on Christmas. Christmas is on Monday. We'll be back Wednesday with more sports talk, MVP talk, NFL talk, and breaking news talk as well. Any thoughts you want to share before we close out the episode tonight?
No, again, just appreciate everybody's support this year and everybody that's, you know, been with us. And, you know, again, Christmas season is a great season. What we celebrate Christmas, of course, is great, no doubt about it. And so, you know, Merry Christmas to everyone, to all of our friends that's been supportive of us. And I hope you'll continue to enjoy the program and tell others about it. And, you know, looking forward to Christmas weekend here. You know, a lot of things going on. And again, there'll be a lot of good football, but a lot of other great things going on with Christmas, with activities and church and just special things. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well put. Next week will be our final episode of the 2023 year. We'll have some numbers for you as far as stats from the show throughout the year, as well as give you an update on the plans moving into 2024. Follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. We're at Sports Stove. We're also on YouTube, the Sports Stove Podcast. And these episodes every Wednesday night stream live on the Belly Up Sports YouTube page as well. And lots of things going on there. We appreciate the support of Belly Up Sports, by the way, as well of the program. All right. Well, we're going to end the show today. We'll be back next Wednesday. Hope that you have a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. Until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.